Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to Matt Wieters for joining us on Grant and Danny. Welcome back. 106.7 The Fan. The Nats and the Cubs tomorrow at Nationals Park. I cannot wait to see what that atmosphere is like. I still get chills thinking back to game one last year. I remember first pitches from... Let's see. Well, I guess the play ball shouting was the coolest part because John Riggins did it one of the games at home, and Kirk Cousins did it at one of the games at home.
That's right.
And John Riggins kind of had a long spiel where he talked about it's fourth and one, and we're going for the end zone.
I was like, I remember you did that, John. You ran for a touchdown. I was so happy.
People were going nuts, and Kirk Cousins was there, and shockingly, you know, like a president, he got a lot of support and some non-support, but the building was electric. Nats Park, I was talking to Dan Coco about this yesterday. There hasn't really been a game this season since opening day where there was a playoff feel in any capacity at the ballpark. And I'm not knocking fans that there hasn't been a need to be. They ran away with the division early. The one huge series they were supposed to play late was against the Dodgers. It ended up meaning absolutely nothing. The Dodgers had fallen apart. They were going to win the West. The Nats were going to win the East. Matter of fact, they had already clinched right before that series. So there just hasn't been a single day at Nationals Park where you went into the ballpark and you said, man, this feels like a big baseball game.
A couple big games against the Mets that were nicely attended, but still, just but didn't have it. The Mets were out of it in June.
Nicely attended by Mets fans as well.
Yeah.
There hasn't been anything where it's been a painted red ballpark, throwy at two strikes, like a playoff feel, not one time. And we're going to get that again. I love it so much. Playoff baseball in the ballpark, if you've never experienced it, is unlike any other sporting event because – now, you get this in hockey, surely. You get this in basketball. Their indoor facilities, very loud.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 19,000, 20,000 people. We're talking 45 to 50,000 in a ballpark. Giving away towels that you're waving. The noise, the energy, the pizzazz, the electricity, it's just
you feel it.
Different, man.
It is. And this is normally, again, on a weeknight, on a Tuesday in July, you commuted from work, you took the metro down, there's probably a delay, they single tracked, you get there in the middle of the first inning, you're waiting in line, you get your dog and a beer, you go to Ben's Chili Bowl, whatever, you get your food, you sit down at the top of the second, you're relaxing with your friends. Not this time. You got a little bit extra juice going here. It's 7:31 first pitch, that is the normal 7:05. Get your butt in your seat and then lose your damned mind. And along with 45,000 other people of your nearest and dearest, lose your mind. It is a privilege and a joy to get playoff baseball in your hometown. There are a lot of cities that are watching on the old television.
Yes.
You can go to there and lose your damned mind.
Do you notice? I really feel this way, and I wonder if this is my own opinion factoring in or if this is legitimate. When I talk to Redskins or Caps or Wizards or whatever it is, I don't get the sense that there is as much of a hunger for fan thirst, excitement as there is with the Nationals. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if their jump from the regular season is just bigger or what have you. But I feel like when we talked to Joe Ross last night, on air, off air, doesn't matter, They really implore fans to help them. And I think maybe they feel like, I don't know if it's that they need to or what. We said this a bunch. Last year's division series, you can't say a negative word about the Nats fan base at home.
And I need to stress this so much.
They were amazing.
We need this to be stressed so much. No one's knocking anybody here. Last year was awesome. Last year was a call, and the Nats fans responded. Remember, there's going to be a night game. There's not going to be any Metro after 6 o'clock in the evening because they're single tracking, safe tracking, everything. Nats fans responded. Went nuts.
Nobody went home, I don't think.
The players, and I cannot stress this enough, ask Jamal Collier, ask Dan Coco, ask FB Santangelo, ask anybody to a man in that clubhouse. This is not hyperbole. This is not just some blowhard radio host, even though I am that. Telling you this is a truth that you need to take to your heart, people. The players notice it. The players notice it, and they care about it. They know, and they care, and it helps. You can influence the series. You can help. We need them to do the majority of the work. They're ones pulling the bit. They've got to make all the plays, pick up 27 outs, and they've got to get all the base hits and the strikeouts and everything else. You can help.
The quote from Wieters, message to the fans a few minutes ago on the show, they're part of this too. Every vocal cord that you blow out will help us win. That is a great quote from Matt Wieters. What if you get to be in the ballpark for one of those moments that never get forgotten? That immortalized Jason Wirth double-digit pitch at bat home run to extend the season in game four. Now, what if you get a Bryce Harper walk-off home run or a 8-inning masterpiece with 12 strikeouts from Stras? What if you're there for that? The camaraderie, the fellowship. I'll never forget. I haven't been to a no-hitter, but the Scherzer 20-strikeout game, I was sitting in center field hugging strangers. I mean, emotional. I've never seen anything like that. Strasburg's 14Ks, same thing. I remember who I was sitting next to. I remember everything about that night. I wonder how many Cubs fans there's going to be at Nats Park. Because Dodgers fans, there were plenty, but there was, you know, so much red that it drowned it out. The reason I asked that, Danny, is that the Cubs fans in the regular season swarm the ballpark. They're everywhere. It's not even that they travel. They're like Steelers fans.
Yeah,
they're
a national fan base,
they
for sure.
They live everywhere because of WGN.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small concern that there will be a lot of Cubs fans there.
I think there will be.
Make it not matter.
Right.
You get to be louder. It's your home ballpark. Shut them up. Keep them quiet. If they start chanting, you start chanting. But I do have a little bit of concern about the number of Cubs fans are going to be there. Just because they're a national fan base.
Yeah, there'll be some. It's inevitable. There's always going to be some from the opposing fan base. But the Cubs are kind of a special case. They are the closest thing you'd have to an America's team. They're for so many years, the lovable losers, so much Harry Caray, as you said, WGN, everybody's superstation, part of everyone's basic cable package for decades. There will be Cubs fans there, for sure. But you're absolutely right. It's a call to arms.
Buccaneers, Patriots, two teams that got a lot of preseason run. Tampa Bay on Hard Knocks, New England, the defending champs. They match up tonight, Thursday Night Football. We'll preview that game. We'll go around the NFL next. Grant and Danny, power rankings coming your way at 11:18 right here on The Fan.
I like the fantasy football. In fact, let me take that back. That's not true. I love fantasy football. It's Danny Ruggier for my guys at Draft. If you haven't done this yet, I understand. No, I'll take that back too. I don't understand. This is so much fun. This is so much fun. I'm going to say it one more time. This is so much fun. It takes the best thing. This is what Draft does. The best thing about year-long fantasy football, which is, guess what? The Draft. And the best qualities of weekly fantasy sites, of daily fantasy sites. You draft your team every week. Get as many leagues as you want for as little as a buck. It is so much fun. Live snake drafts, it takes about 5 or 6 minutes to do. I did one last week during a commercial break, got back right in time, and had a team that won $3. Boom, it's that simple. It is so much fun to play. Search Draft in your app store. Again, couldn't be easier to do, or go to draft.com. Again, that simple. Right now, use your boys' promo code. That's 1067Danny. 1067Danny. When you sign up, make your first deposit. You get entry into a free game when you use that promo code, Real Cold Hard Cash. And speaking of cash, how about an 80% better chance to win than on the normal salary cap sites? Huh? You like winning money? I certainly do. That's why I've done it every single week playing Draft. Get involved. Get in the game. Draft.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.